I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mahinda Rajapaksa has resigned as the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. Most of the powerful family is currently hiding in a military base as the Sri Lankan people demand their removal. The President, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, clings to power as large protests take place in the capital. Rajiv Sadianathan with Christian World Outreach says Sri Lanka's people languish in a horrific economic crisis. In just a few days last week, the prices of some goods have tripled.
We are helping the elderly women and widows with dry food, helping them. And at the same time, we are helping them by providing seeds where they can do their own gardening, grow vegetables. We buy seeds and providing to those families.
Please pray Sri Lankan Christians would shine the hope of Jesus into a desperate situation. And Bible translation work in Cameroon isn't easy. A campaign of terror began 5 years ago and continues unabated today. Yet Kevin Bradford and other believers partnering with Wycliffe USA remain committed to the task.
There's just a great need for training and for resources, not only for translation teams, but also for pastors and trainers.
Bradford and his wife left Cameroon in 2020, but he still supports translation teams remotely through resource development. The commitment of faithful gospel workers is paying off. At least 16 language groups in Cameroon are nearing the finish line, which means they'll have scripture in less than 3 years. Please pray God will prepare hearts to receive his word in their languages. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.